visiting teaching message. Our responsibility to be worthy of temple worship. Study this material and, as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters you visit. Use the questions to help you strengthen your sisters and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. The covenants we make with the associated ordinances we receive in the temple become our credentials for admission into God's presence. These covenants elevate us beyond the limits of our own power and perspective. We make covenants to show our devotion to build up the kingdom. We become covenant people as we are placed under covenant to God. All the promised blessings are ours through our faithfulness to these covenants. What can the women of the church do to claim the blessings of the temple? Through his prophets, the Lord invites those who have not yet received the blessings of the temple to do whatever may be necessary to qualify to receive them. He invites those who have already received these blessings to return as often as possible to enjoy again the experience, to increase their vision and understanding of his eternal plan. Let us be worthy to have a current temple recommend. Let us go to the temple to seal our families eternally. Let us return to the temple as often as our circumstances will permit. Let us give our kindred dead the opportunity to receive the ordinances of exaltation. Let us enjoy the spiritual strength and the revelation we receive as we attend the temple regularly. Let us be faithful and make and keep temple covenants to receive the full blessings of the atonement. Sylvia H. Allred, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. From the Scriptures, Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verses 22 and 23. Section 110, verses 8 through 10. What can I do? 1. What support can I offer to help my sisters prepare for and attend the temple? 2. How can I exemplify the heritage of the early sisters who sacrificed to receive temple blessings? 3. How can I claim the blessings of the temple? For more information, go to www.reliefsociety.lds.org. From our history, President Gordon B. Hinckley taught that Relief Society grew out of sisters' desire to worship in temples. During the construction of the Kirtland Temple, the women were called upon to grind their china into small particles to be mixed with the plaster used on the walls of the temple, which would catch the light of the sun and the moon and reflect that light to beautify the appearance of the building. In those times, when there was very little of money but an abundance of faith, the workmen gave of their strength and resources to the construction of the Lord's house. The women supplied them with food, the best they could prepare. Edward W. Tullidge reported that while the women were sewing the temple veils, Joseph Smith, observing them, said, "Well, sisters, you are always on hand. The sisters are always first and foremost in all good works. Mary was first at the resurrection, and the sisters now are the first to work on the inside of the temple." Again, in Nauvoo, when the temple was under construction, a few women joined together to make shirts for the workmen. It was out of these circumstances that 20 of them gathered on Thursday, March 17, 1842, in the upper room of the prophet's store. End of the visiting teaching message. Our responsibility to be worthy of temple worship. Read by Jane Wise.